Today is December 28th, 2020, and I'm Dave Sobel. Today, prediction one of our 2021 prediction series. Let's dive into what's going to happen next year with the economy. This is the Business of Tech. My first prediction for 2021 is regrettably not a cheery one. If you're expecting things to bounce back right away, you're not going to get that. The good news is that it appears that things in 2020 were not as bad as initially thought it would be. While it did look quite bad, as the year comes to a close, it appears that rather than tech budgets being down 6.3%, the year may be down only 2.5% and another 0.4% for 2021 per Forrester. Why? The impact to the economy is limited to sectors that are not traditionally heavy technology spenders, like restaurants, spas and salons, fitness and hotels, which are only about 10% of the technology market. The financial markets were fine, and many new companies are heavy technology spenders. That said, small companies, like small law and accounting firms, are on rocky footing. They may not go under, but they serve these impacted markets. That will flow upward to anyone delivering technical services contracts. And remember, overall, the predictions remain rough too for small business, with IDC indicating that at least 30% of SMBs will fail by 2021. That's, next year. Let's also be optimistic yet realistic about what will come. As we look at the vaccine rollout for 2021, we have a way to go before enough of the population is vaccinated to return things to normal. All the science says this will be slower than you want it to be. My take? Summer will be the point you can start unclenching. Think it through. Here in December, we're entering the winter, and the key public health metric to watch is the number of ICU beds. That is the metric that government leaders are tracking to keep the health system from overflowing. January and February will be harder and may result in more lockdowns. Assume there will be lockdowns. I don't care if you agree with them or not. Assume they're happening. This is a business show. Thus, I'm predicting a difficult SMB marketplace for at least the first half of Q1. Do not be distracted by glowing predictions about the macroeconomy, because that hides too much of the SMB performance. The reason this prediction is important is because of the need to be cautious. Thus, for 2021, lean into that. As we look at what was successful this year, the top performers were the ones who accelerated their cloud growth. They also managed expenses well, being aggressive about compensating for the potential downturn. I expect these same performers will not get out over their skis in the first half of 2021, being careful about their expenses. They'll manage cost, riding their growth by ensuring the spend they make is exactly related to the operations required, but staying lean and mean. Manage your cost structures aggressively. Don't sign up for anything you can't dynamically scale up and down as you need, because you don't want to be stuck holding anything you don't need. Know that selling and growth will be harder. While it's quite true that technology companies are doing better than the vast majority of other markets, you also have to sell to those other markets to acquire customers. The sugar high injection as business moved remote in Q2 of 2020 was a one-time event, and thus those customers are now sold and acquired. Additionally, those same customers are writing out their own problems and are going to be cautious about expenses. Look for projects to be tough to implement in the first half of the year if they do not have a direct operational improvement factor to them. Customers will be squeezing a little bit more out of any basic infrastructure they don't need to replace. Finally, be smart about planning for your customers' ups and downs. you should be able to dig into their own industries in order to know what they anticipate for this coming first half of the year. Look downstream to your customer's customer and ignore the noise you're hearing upstream from your vendors. This is one I hope to be spectacularly wrong about. I don't think I will be. I think this is going to be a lot harder than most analysts do, particularly as my lens is a small company one. That said, planning for a rough time and being surprised is far better than the alternative, which is being surprised that things are far worse than you planned for. Looking at the data for Q2 of 2020, those businesses who did not course correct to ride out the difficult first part of the year saw disastrous results. If the economy recovers and you go out of business, the net result is you still went out of business. Not much of a victory if the market is good and you're not in it. Good business skills are proving to be a key factor. And that's my first prediction for 2021. Thanks for listening. Back again with another prediction tomorrow.